BBC News. Judicial sources in France say the former president Nicolas Sarkozy has been taken into police custody. He's being interviewed in connection with an investigation into alleged irregularities over political campaign financing. French media say the police probe relates to alleged funding from the late Libyan leader Colonel Gaddafi during Mr. Sarkozy's presidential election campaign in 2007. The annual National People's Congress in China has closed, with President Xi Jinping outlining a vision of his country as a rising global power. Mr. Xi spoke of a Chinese solution to world problems and warned against attempts to divide the country. He also said all independence movements would be defeated. The US and South Korea have confirmed that they will resume their joint military drills on April the 1st. The Pentagon said the annual exercises involving hundreds of thousands of troops would be defensive in nature and should not be seen by the North as a provocation. 23 Russian diplomats are expected to leave Britain today after the government ordered their expulsion in the wake of a nerve agent attack on a former double agent. The UK blames Moscow for the attempt on Sergei Skripal's life. The company co-founded by the disgraced movie mogul Harvey Weinstein has filed for bankruptcy. It also announced that any victims of or witnesses to Mr. Weinstein's alleged sexual misconduct will be released from non-disclosure agreements. Climate scientists say more of a vast Antarctic glacier is floating than had previously been thought, raising fears it may melt faster than expected and contribute to big sea level rises. The world's last male northern white rhino has died in Kenya, bringing the subspecies to the very brink of extinction. The 45-year-old rhino was in poor health and was put down on Monday. BBC News.